This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Larry Punplamondon was a troublemaker as a kid. It got worse as he grew older. Drawn to the bottle and petty crime by the time he was 14, the court sent him away to a reform school. But as soon as he was out, he ran away. By 19, he became a union organizer. By 27, he was accused of bombing a CIA building in Ann Arbor, and Plamondon wound up on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. But today, Plamondon is known for his Native American storytelling.
Sky Legends of the Three Fires is a planetarium show that I did probably 20 years ago for the planetarium. And they're still running it. And so they're going to show that as part of the Art Hop. After the planetarium show, I'm going to tell Native American stories. And interspersed after me will be a Native American drum group from south of Battle Creek, the Nottawasippi Huron Potawatomis. It'll be a nice evening of mixed media and Native American culture. It'll be quite interesting, I think.
What kind of stories are these? How did you find these stories?
I had a tumultuous life, you might say. And in the course of trying to get sober and get away from that outlaw life, I reconnected with my tribe. And when I did that, a lot of things changed. I took on the spirituality and worldview of the Ottawa. I got sober. That was some 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like newcomer to a culture or to a lifestyle,
yeah,
I was very eager to learn about all I had missed during my life. So I learned music and I learned storytelling. I was a dancer. I was a public speaker. I just threw myself completely into Ottawa culture.
Yeah.
And as part of doing that, I was a part of a Native American drum and dance troupe, and we used to travel throughout the Great Lakes area presenting dance and drumming.
Yeah.
It was funny. Afterwards, there was about 9 or 10 of us in the group, and we were in a Denny's having some supper. And I had heard a story earlier that month, I assume, or week, whenever it was. And as we were eating, I said, well, let me tell a story I heard. And I told the story. And I got a lot of compliments. And people said, wow, you did that well.
It's a talent, yeah, to tell a story well.
More than that, it was an alcoholic, a longtime alcoholic, and a guy like me didn't get a lot of compliments as alcoholism progressed, of course. Early on, when I was in my 20s, I was the life of the party and quite the happy-go-lucky. But as I got into my 30s and 35 years old, I was losing it.
Yeah.
So I particularly liked the idea that people were patting me on the back and saying, well, you did that good. So at that time, I just started listening to stories or looking up stories. There's some famous anthropologists, Dunsmore, is a woman who in the late 1800s traveled by canoe recording songs of the natives of the Great Lakes and their stories. Now, as you can imagine, in the 1900s, to record something was quite an event, lugging
big equipment
and batteries and all that. So I just started getting interested in stories. And of course, the more I got interested, the more stories I had to tell. And I started becoming the spokesperson for our drum and dance group because I do like speaking publicly.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. At some point, you end up on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list. And looking into your book and your bio, you're a little proud of that.
I'm very proud of it.
How did you get on this list?
Well, I'll tell you. In 1967, I was hitchhiking with a young woman. We were in the UP, and we were going to Florida. And we got a ride outside of Flint, and the guy took us to Detroit, and he dropped us off at the Greyhound bus station in downtown Detroit. And it was quite a scene, actually. It was full of people. And there were all these young people with army fatigue jackets with flowers sewn on them, and young women with long hair and bell bottoms and a lot of flowers and wearing beads. I had never seen or heard anything about no hippies, but they were definitely there in the thousands. So the movement was going on, anti-war demonstrations. You might recall there were bombings, the Weathermen, Symbionese Liberation Army, all sorts of weirdness was coming up to the top. In September of 1968, unknown person or persons planted a dynamite bomb at a clandestine CIA office in Ann Arbor. No one was hurt. Actually, little damage was done. About a year later, they ensconced a secret grand jury. In 1969 of October, I was indicted for doing the bombing, and John Sinclair was indicted as a co-conspirator. Well, Sinclair was already in the penitentiary doing his 9.5 to 10 year sentence on his possession of marijuana charge. I heard it on the radio. I was in the basement of our headquarters printing some leaflets and flyers. Printer jammed, and I turned it off real quick and always had the radio on anyway, and there was a news report that I had been indicted. My wife came bounding down the stairs, and she said, the Michigan Daily just called, and they want a statement on this indictment. And I said, I got to get out of here. I thought that the FBI had already surrounded the house and were about to jump on us with both feet. But I got out of the house. I was taken up north to a Hare Krishna ashram where I held out for 2 nights. And then I was taken to, not the Cincinnati airport, it's across the river in Kentucky, to the airport and flew to San Francisco and then started my underground odyssey. I was quickly placed on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. Hid out in Northern California for several months, made my way to Buffalo, then on to Toronto, then on to Scandinavia. In Toronto, I got a Canadian passport from some Quebecois, those stubborn French-speaking Canadians who want to separate French-speaking Canada from English-speaking. They were quite revolutionary at the time. They gave me a passport, and I ended up in Algiers.
Yeah.
Got political asylum. But as I often say, there weren't any hippie girls in Algeria. There wasn't any reefer. There wasn't any rock and roll. And
so you got homesick.
And they frowned on drinking, which put me at a disadvantage. So after 2 weeks in Algeria, I came home. A short time later, I was captured. And then we went to trial on the CIA case.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Larry Punplamondon, the author of Lost from the Ottawa, The Story of the Journey Back. Plamondon will tell Native American stories as part of the Kalamazoo Valley Museum's planetarium program, Sky Legends of the Three Fires, tonight at 5 p.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and hear how Plamondon's case went all the way to the Supreme Court. Join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.